You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's time for commentator Brian Onunoyn. Today, he ponders the logic at the checkout line and the preferred method of getting his groceries to his car.
And a very good morning to all. I'm beginning to have to steel my nerves for shopping expeditions, and for a number of reasons. First, I feel like I'm a freak when I'm at the checkout, or rather a geek, the geek with the recyclable bags. I don't know if I've ever seen anybody else use them. And though the cashier never complains, she never seems to know either, though, how to actually use them. I have a funny feeling I was banging on about this previously on the radio, but at my age, well, you forget sometimes. Anyway, if you use recyclable bags at the store, I bet you know what I'm feeling, you know, a bit weird or something. Or maybe I'm just being paranoid. I'm not paranoid, okay? That doesn't mean that the people at the agency are not watching me all the time. I mean, they could be. Anyway, back to the shopping. Depending on the store that you're in, then there's a debate about bringing the stuff out to the car. I don't like when they insist on bringing out my groceries to the car with me, for a number of reasons. For starters, I may not be in a particularly chipper mood. Maybe because, yet again, I seem to be the only weirdo with the pain in the arse recyclable bags that the lady can't quite seem to figure out how to hitch them onto the hooks so that they stay upright while she packs them. Hey, I didn't design the frickin' things. Or maybe the poor kid at the checkout has had to ask me yet again for my ID, despite the fact that I'm old enough to be his grandfather. I know it's not his fault, but it just irks me because it's so asinine. Or worse, he's insisting that he has to put my six-pack into a bag because otherwise it's considered to be an open container. How on earth can a sealed can be considered to be an open container? I know it's not his fault, but it's just that it's so, and there's that fabulous word again, asinine. So, even though I'm not feeling particularly gay, in the Shakespearean sense of the word, I now have to go to my car with some high school kid with bad acne and zero conversational skills. Or worse, it's some frail octogenarian who's making me look like some lazy bollocks. I don't need help. I'm a fit and healthy adult male who knows how to push a flippin' shopping trolley. And when I tell them this, like real polite-like, through gritted teeth, they tell me, oh, it's okay, sir. We have to bring the cart back anyway. I don't mind doing that either, I say. And I don't, because I'd rather do that than to have to force conversation with someone who's being made to look servile and being paid minimum wage, while I look like some sort of lazy git who can't be bothered his arse to push a shopping trolley 50 yards. And besides, even when I go to tip the guy, which I sometimes do, they decline graciously, saying, oh, we're not allowed to take tips, sir. It's like he's saying to me, sorry, sir, the only recompense I'm allowed to receive for you having stripped me of my pride and dignity is to make you feel like a total schmuck for having done so. Have a blessed day. Am I the only one who thinks like this? Oh, maybe it's all just too Catholic, too umbilically bound up with guilt. Or maybe it's all too Irish, you know, wedded to the notion of an abhorrence of haughtiness and snobbery. I don't know what it is at all. Anyway, have a lovely day and I'll talk to you next week. Bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyn, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come at LSUS, and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onunoyn every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio, and you can listen again on our website, redriverradio.org. Look for What Was I Thinking? Under Commentaries. Well,